This episode, 184 for those keeping score at home, is an interesting one. It's a collection of Norm Nathan shows from April 5th and possibly June 5th and July 9th of 1995. Hey, I'm just going off what's written on the cassette. Let me give you the title, An Eclectic Mishmash. Now I'll explain. It begins with Norm speaking with a guest named Ed from Kent, Washington, about opening a classic-style gas station or collecting classic gas station memorabilia. Then we have a very brief call with Dave. Next, Norm is hanging on every word from Fred in New Jersey, whose latest tale had Norm raising an eyebrow again, until Fred's friend Prunella gets on the line and verifies the wackiness, including yet another Fred fable. We hear a promo for WBZ Sports Saturday, and then step through a portal into the Jack Hart Traffic Sponsor Zone. That's right, amassed here is a collection that includes Preparation H, True Value, Foxwoods, Thrifty Car Rental, Exxon, Massport, Star Market, John Deere, and Dunkin' Donuts. There's a commercial for Tweeter and the Grundig Yacht Boy 400 shortwave radio, voiced by Bill Lawrence. Jack's alter ego makes an appearance as Paul Drake delivers a traffic report for WBNW. Next is Norm talking with the creator of the game, Daring Passages. But we don't get to play. Ken Newman has a cameo with another traffic report. Josh Binswanger intros Jack with, you guessed it, traffic. Finally, back to Norm, promoting a couple of guests coming up, David Nemec and Richard Dubroff. Norm shares a Henry Morgan story about reading a commercial for the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. And then we have some more calls. David, Sandy or Cindy couldn't quite understand, correcting Norm's grammar. Mary and Gloucester weighing in on the Haddock Cod Scrod debate. Joan in Schenectady, New York. And Paul in New York, who hosts a talk show on Saturdays and Sundays on WCGY. You may want to print this out, you know, just to help you keep up. Episode 184, An Eclectic Mishmash, stirs its way to your ears now.
But it's really a recreation of an old-fashioned gas station. Is that what the idea is, Ed?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's, excuse me, we got a 1922 farmhouse out here. Yeah, we made it look old like that with the gas pumps out there and the old Coca-Cola machines and signs and all that.
What now? What year are you talking about that you want to recreate?
Well, it's actually the gas pumps are that I've got out on the island are from the late 50s, early to late 50s, but yet the styling of the garage is more from the 40s and 30s. But I've got gas pumps out here from 1905, a curbside pump, and I got a 1924 glass top gravity feed pump, and I got 50. Well, I just picked up a couple more, so I'm back up to 52 pumps.
Well, that's kind of wild. How long you been doing this?
3 years.
Yeah. Now tell me where Kent, Washington is.
It's between Seattle and Tacoma.
Seattle and Tacoma, because Seattle is right on the coast.
Yeah.
And where, I forgot where Tacoma is. Is that?
Well, Tacoma is basically on the coast, too. It's surrounded by the Puget Sound also.
Okay, 254-1030. Let's take a couple of more calls, and we'll take some more. Saturday, May 20th.
Oh, yeah, right.
May 24th, yeah, was the first day I started in broadcasting, so that we're coming up to my 51st year.
51.
In the business, isn't that ridiculous?
Well, my mother says she's been keeping you company all these years and helping you out. So
she has. Without your mom, I would have been out of this business years ago.
We knew that. I'll tell her that tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I appreciate
that. God bless Norm.
God bless you. Bye-bye now. Okay, 254-1030. I'll have to talk to you some more in just a minute. But first,
Alka-Seltzer.
Now, when I picked the mouse up, because the mouse got burnt, when I picked it up to see what was wrong with it, it bit me in the finger. And now the bite is infected. But I don't know if I have anything to worry about because it lived in the house for so long, it's probably not dirty anyway.
Probably not rabbit, eh?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you're going to get checked out anyway, I would think.
Well, I guess if the redness stays around the bite, it's a very tiny bite.
Well, if it's a rabid mouse, you ought to get, you'd want to take care of it right away.
I don't think it was rabid because it was a big brown mouse with a white belly, had big eyes and big ears, and it was very dumb looking. It would sit on the kitchen counter and look at me while I was eating. I mean, it was very tame. Yeah. I feel very bad that I put the toaster on when it was in there.
Where is the mouse now? Is the mouse still in your house?
No, it died.
How did it die?
The cat finally attacked it. The house cat finally attacked it, who would never attack it before. Now, I don't know whether the cat did that because it was sick or the cat didn't like me touching it. I have no idea why the cat finally attacked it after 2 years. But I know it was the same mouse.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that really happened, and it's really true. That's not, I just mentioned that I don't feel so good because I got this infection on my finger.
Mm.
But I have a friend who doesn't want to talk to you.
I get friends like that, too, who don't want to talk to
me. I'm at her house right now. She's listening on the radio.
Yeah.
She won't talk to you, but I asked her if she would tell you what happened to her. She went to a store where they have these electric carts.
Yeah.
She's disabled.
Uh-huh.
And she got in the electric car, and she doesn't know how to drive it. She smashed into a display and knocked it down. When she created a panic in the store, when she got out in the parking lot, something happened to the adjustment on the electricity, and the thing got away from her. It was racing through the parking lot down the hill with her screaming for somebody to help her.
Oh.
She had no control over it.
Oh, gee.
Now, are you going to tell me you don't believe that either?
I hardly believe anything you
say. Okay. Hold on, Norman. Hold on.
Okay.
This is the last time you're going to tell me you don't believe anything.
Okay.
Hello, Norman.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Prunella.
Prunella. Okay.
Right.
Now you're going to vouch for what Fred has been saying?
It definitely happened.
About the mouse?
My daughter, and my daughter was yelling and screaming, "Mom, where are you going?" I thought I was on the runaway railroad.
Okay, now see, I can believe that story because you sound credible. Were you an eyewitness to this mouse story?
No, I wasn't an eyewitness, but I can see the sore on his finger.
Yeah, and you think it really...
This, believe me, you don't know Freddy, or maybe you do know Freddy.
No,
it definitely happened to him. Believe me, it did.
Because when he come closer, because I don't want everybody to hear this, especially Freddy. All these weird things always happen to Fred, and I never hear anybody else talking about the things quite so weird that happen to them. So after a while, you become quite suspicious.
No, I understand, but you should hear my story.
Oh, maybe you're both weird. I don't know.
We sure are. But it's fun weird, and they actually do happen. Some night when I'm in the mood, I'll give you a call. And let you know a few more things that have happened. But that is true. It is true about the mouse. And maybe embellished a bit. But it is true also about the shopping cart. And, I mean, I just took off. I thought I was going to be a piece of roadkill. I swear to you, it was just terrible.
No, that is kind of scary. I'm glad you got out of that okay.
Oh, yeah. I was able to stop it. I turned the wheel and was able to, get some control of it. But
you think basically Fred is quite reliable in these stories?
Oh, yes.
Because he told me one story one time about having met this beautiful woman in a club. Do you know that story?
Which club? Which woman?
Well, it was a woman in a club, and she invited him to his home.
Invited him to his home?
To her home,
yeah.
Which was an expensive home in some expensive area.
Yeah.
And it turned out that this beautiful woman turned out to be a man.
Yes, that was on Long Beach Island. Yes, that did happen.
That really did happen? You're telling me that really did happen?
Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, I know the person because he had pointed it, the person out to me after that. And yes, it happened on Long Beach Island down here in Jersey. Definitely.
Okay, so you will endorse that story,
yes,
too.
Yes, I will. I certainly will. Oh,
son of a gun, that spoils everything. I wanted to believe that Fred lived in a dream world, in a fantasy world, and made up all these things. And now you're suggesting that maybe he doesn't, that he's telling the truth.
Well, believe me, he's a very interesting person, and he's a lot of fun. But certain things do happen to some people sometimes, and more so than other people. He's very interesting. Like I said, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And believe him, believe me.
Yeah.
He really is, well, like I said, maybe a little embellishment here and there, but, he's pretty credible.
Okay, a little embellishment I can take. But I always have a feeling he's sitting down there before he makes a phone call and is dreaming up these things. So he's got this kind of wild story to tell, and I've been convinced that none of this stuff ever happened.
Oh, no, it's true.
Yeah?
I don't know how to tell you that. It is true. I know it's true. Because he doesn't lie. He really doesn't lie. You know, like I said, a lot of interesting things happened to him. I don't know what he has told you because I don't listen to the radio that often, but a lot of interesting things do happen. And believe him. You know, don't take it with a grain of salt. It really does happen. I know it's true about the mouse. I know definitely it's true.
And you know it's true about this beautiful woman who was really a man.
Yes, definitely.
You know, that was really true.
How about another story? Did he ever tell you? What other ones has he told you? Do you remember anything like that?
No, offhand, I can't think of anything that comes to mind readily. But he has told me other stories. But that was the most graphic, and that's one of the first things he ever told me. And then about a mouse living on the bottom of his toaster. Wouldn't that sound a little suspicious to you if you didn't know Fred?
Sure. Definitely.
And then this beautiful woman who took him out to his house in this plush estate and turned out to be a man. Wouldn't you be suspicious of that kind of a story?
Well, no, not down here.
Not down there?
You see an awful lot down here in the Jersey Shore. Believe me, no, that doesn't surprise me at all. Ask him sometime to tell you the story about Sonny the elephant.
Oh, I don't think I'm ready for that one just yet.
You'll love that one.
Sonny the elephant.
Sonny the elephant, yeah. Sonny the elephant, and that's a pretty, you know, there's a couple of pretty good stories around that one. And he'll tell you someday, I guess he would, you know?
Yeah, now how do you know that's so? Were you there during the
episode? Yes, I was part of that.
Oh, okay. So you're vouching for
him. Oh, yeah, I was part of a few of them, but, you know, these things just more or less like fall into his lap at times.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's very interesting. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, now what kind of a relationship do you have with Fred?
I know Fred a long time. And I are very, very good friends.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I appreciate that. I'm sorry. Tell me your name again.
Prunella.
Prunella?
Yes.
See, even that sounds phony.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I wish I could have my mother's document.
No, that's okay. We'll just call your city or town clerk and check on you. No, you sound credible, and if you say that Fred tells the truth all the time...
No, he does.
But just
he
embellishes
really
a bit, okay, I'll believe
it. I'm the one that lies.
Oh, I see. So now what
no,
am
I'm
I...
I'm only kidding.
What, oh, I see, because I was wondering, what am I supposed to believe now? Hey, I wish you both well, and I hope you both have a nice weekend.
Yes, you too, now.
Take care, dear.
Oh,
bye-bye, Prunella.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. I tell you the truth, I'm still somewhat doubtful.
Your background on sports needs to be boosted. Inbounds from the bullpen, batter's box, and baseline to the backfield, backboards, and blue line. And beam on BZ Sports Saturday. You'll get everything. The blocks, the bombs, the blitz, the blades, the boards, the bases from Boston and beyond. Brown and baseball replacements. Beyond that boring Colin Babble back talk. BZ Sports Saturday. Brilliant. Right here. WBZ News Radio. Ben Birdie. Oh, no. I was that close.
If you take hemorrhoids seriously, you need a serious medicine. Preparation H provides effective relief from hemorrhoidal symptoms, and it's used more than any other name brand. Trust doctor recommended Preparation H. Values can't wait for summertime Memorial Day sale. 10 to 25% savings all through the store. But hurry, sale ends Monday. It's true, help is just around the corner.
On the Central Arc. Bound by the Sturo Drive ramp. For anyone traveling on the expressway, northbound and southbound in the East Milton Square, Granite Avenue. A little later on, we'll see activity at the Sumner and Callahan tunnels. I'm Paul Drake, Boston's business station, WBNW.
Area roadways. We continue to deal with work crews. Right now on the Mass Pike, westbound in Newton, eastbound and westbound in the Natick Framingham stretch. We've got work crews on Route 128, northbound by Wooden Street in Burlington, traveling closer to downtown.
southbound the Tobin Bridge, getting down towards the southbound loop, heading towards the city. Work crews northbound on the central artery by Causeway Street. They'll be shutting that ramp down before long. We'll see some activity at the Sumner and Callahan tunnels around midnight. Traveling the expressway northbound, work crews by Neyland Street. 93, the expressway by Morrissey Boulevard. We've got work crews northbound the expressway just by Neyland Street. Northbound off from the central artery, the Sturrow Drive off-ramp shut down. The Sumner Tunnel shut down. Southbound, the Tobin Bridge, southbound Tobin Loop, activity there. 128 northbound in Burlington, work crews. Mass Pike eastbound and westbound, native Framingham, work crews. Westbound in Newton, work crews. I'm Paul Drake, Boston's Business Station, WBMW.
Foxwoods hosts live professional boxing with five sensational world championship fights, each a 12-round bout in the Foxwood Arena on Friday, June 2nd. For tickets, call Foxwood at 800-200-2882. This traffic report is a service of Thrifty Car Rental. Visit our newest location in Boston at 125 Summer Street, across from South Station. For reservations on a terrific car at a low price, call 723-2023. 93 Supreme Gasoline keeps your engine cleaner so it can drive down maintenance costs. For more reliable performance, rely on new Exxon 93 Supreme Gasoline and rely on the Tiger.
So that town from the Sound of Music, that's Salzburg. So it's the name of that puzzle is called Mozart's Window. Then we have Jewel in the Night, which is a panoramic of the Tower of London. We've got Palace of Devotion, which is a panoramic of the Taj Mahal in India. We have Monumental Reflections, which is a puzzle of Mount McKinley, Alaska, reflected off a glacier lake called Wonder Lake up in Denali National Park in Alaska. And then our last daring puzzle is called American Echoes, and it's a panoramic of the Grand Canyon. And
Does that series have a name?
It's called Daring Puzzles is the series.
Oh, okay.
And each version has its own title and has its own sort of label, so they're different looking, even though they all come in the black bottle packaging. And then with each puzzle, as we said, comes a scroll, a story that kind of puts you into that puzzle, and you learn something about each location. So it's kind of fun, and it's a puzzle adventure series. And
okay.
That's growing.
Good, that's great. And those of you who have not won a game or have not even had a chance to get on the air because the lines are jammed and because I'm talking too much, and I'll shut up in just a minute, can call 1-800-888-0987 if you'd like to order the Daring Passages, if it sounds like fun. And, of course, the game itself is a little different than the way we play it on the air, obviously, because we have to adapt it to what is practical. So it's different. But the game itself is even more fun when you play it with a group of friends. That's 1-800-888-0987.
400. The Yacht Boy 400 lets you digitally tune the entire shortwave band, as well as AM and FM. You can store your favorite stations in its memory, and it has a dual time zone alarm clock with sleep timer and snooze bar. For just $199, the Yacht Boy 400 makes listening to the world easy. Grundig shortwave radios have received universal praise for their ease of use, exceptional audio quality, excellent reception, and high value. From jet setter to armchair traveler, Tweeter has a Grundig radio that's right for your dad. If you're looking for something just a cut above but not out of range, check with the helpful, knowledgeable staff at Tweeter. Tweeter will help your dad take a trip around the world tonight with a Grundig radio.
Thank you very much. Dealing with a couple of problems out there, mainly work crews. Look for some outside of the city, one on 128 southbound by Route 3 in Burlington. Also look out for a disabled vehicle on 128 northbound, this by Route 2 in the Lexington area. In downtown, still dealing with some other work crews inside the tunnel. South Station Tunnel seeing some work now southbound. Look out for that. And the Sumner Tunnel remains closed down. Two-way traffic moving through the Callahan Tunnel until about 5 a.m. I'm Ken Newman for WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Instead of driving yourself to the airport, call Massport at 1-800-23-LOGAN for lots of ways to Logan Airport from where you work or live. Massport will give you a lift to Logan. Summertime, barbecues, and Star Market. From beef and poultry for flame broiling to plump vegetables for grilling, Star has everything you need. Stop by Star Market, where great barbecues begin. Powder Mill Sports Center Lawn and Garden Division in Maynard reminds you that John Deere has riders and walk-behinds in sizes to fit every yard and every budget. Nothing runs like a deer.
who let us know what is happening on our highways and byways is our good friend, Mr. Jack Hart. Jack?
Well, thank you very much, Josh, and it's pandemonium in many areas. Actually, we're not doing too badly. Roadways are slightly moistened as a result of rain that has passed through. The rain has eased out reasonably well, but visibility will be tough with spray coming off the roadway onto windshields. Watch out for the other traveler. Also clearing some accidents right now, 128 northbound by routes 4 and 225 in Lexington. That accident is just about completely out of the way, and 128 southbound at Great Plain Avenue in the Needham area. Another accident just going clearing out of the way. Traveling along the Riverway, we do have a power outage in several stretches along there. Traffic signals are not operating properly. That can be dangerous in the rain. Be very careful. Downtown, the expressway northbound getting into the South Station Tunnel. Just some light to moderate volume, as you'll also find on the lower deck of Route 93 and the Tobin Bridge heading into the city, not to mention the Sumner Tunnel. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
At Dunkin' Donuts, get 32 ounces of delicious hazelnut or French vanilla iced coffee in a refillable summer sipper, just $2.69 at participating shops while supplies last.
On WBZ in Boston, the Norm Nathan Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be here through the night. Well, you knew that anyway. And for the first couple hours or so, I'm going to talk baseball. I'm not talking about today's scores or anything of that type, but a couple of interesting topics. One is a league that was started back a few years, like in the end of the 19th century, called the Beer and Whiskey League. It was called the American Association. At that point, the only major league was the National League, as we refer to it today, as the Senior Circuit. The American League the Junior Circuit hadn't been started yet. And this was an interesting league. And a man named David Nemec has written a book about it, which is absolutely fascinating. We'll talk with him in just a little bit. A lot of the rules, although the league didn't last, it lasted less than 10 years, it was very influential in changing a lot of the baseball rules that are still in effect to this very, very moment. And then later on, we'll talk with Richard Dubroff, who is the author of a book called How Was the Game of Fans' Journey Around Baseball? And he talks about his kind of an odyssey around the baseball parks that exist today and have existed over the past few years, a little more current view of baseball. And he has a lot of opinions, not only about Fenway Park, but about Boston, and of course all the other baseball parks throughout the country, and how we can improve baseball. Anyway, our phone number, I'll tell you the phone number. Don't call just yet, because I want to talk with David Nemec first, and then Richard Dubroff. 254-1030, area code 617. But we'll open it up a little bit later on, and you can add your comments. And I would be just so darn grateful to hear from you. We'll talk about the history of the American Association, baseball's renegade major league. You can hear him on being rebroadcast in a sense on Henry Morgan's microphone. And Henry Morgan would, you know, then throw in comments, you know, oh, yeah, oh, sure, whatever he said. But he would talk back at Lowell Thomas, who was doing his regular show, which either became illegal soon after that or was illegal all that time. But you can't just take somebody's program and broadcast it on your own station without permission and all that kind of stuff.
Didn't bother him.
No, it didn't bother him at all. He would come up with, you know, these wild things that were very, very, very funny. He was a very creative kind of guy. I mentioned yesterday that he was advertising at one time the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. Remember that? When it first came out, you were able to shave very quickly without hurting yourself and all of that. Yeah. And he part of his pitch, and the commercials were just wild. Part of the pitch here was he said the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor people were putting, he said, in the rare event that you happen to cut yourself, the Schick Injector people were putting vitamins in the blade so that if you did cut yourself, it would go directly into your bloodstream. The vitamins would. And I'm phrasing it very badly, but you know, nobody who's advertising razor blades even suggests that you might cut yourself. And he had one scene. He was showing how quickly you could shave with it.
Where did you go to school?
I went to, I grew up at Everett.
Everett?
What
college you go to?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I know it sounds like I'm an intellectual, but...
Well, you really do. You
that's funny.
You put up a good front.
I know.
You could fool almost anybody.
I'm a fake. It's all a fraud. No, I never did. I've taken some courses here or there, but I never enrolled formally. I just wanted to get into radio from high school. So I got in, my first job was the day before I graduated high school. I would not do it that way again, nor would I advise anybody.
Oh,
I think going to, I would go to college and I would love to, maybe I still enroll, or maybe I can be a 100-year-old college graduate that they write these funny stories about. Yeah.
It's never too late.
Among the graduates.
I know an 82-year-old grandmother in Florida who just graduated college.
Hey, it's not too late for me, David.
Yeah, you're younger than us.
You're inspiring me.
There's one last thing before I leave you. I missed most of the conversation on Scribe, most of the definitions, but you must have heard the joke.
Oh, yes.
About the cab driver.
The past blue
perfect. Past blue perfect, right.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're coming up to news. So we're going to have time after to talk with Don and Sandy and Mary and Joe and Marilyn. I'm making up those last couple lines. We have a lot of people on the line. Hang in there. News coming along, then we'll talk after that. Okay, we have about another 20 minutes after that.
Ouch. What was that advertisement? Oh, Ovaltine. I have drank it.
Yes.
You said you stood back. Do you remember?
Not exactly. I try not to remember anything I've said, so I can move on.
Somebody was asking you about what college you went to. And you said, well, you didn't get...
Oh, I said I stood back in the eighth grade. I guess in the eighth grade. Yeah.
Oh, Norm, you let me down.
Why is that?
Because, of course, you said I stood back. That meant you said you did stand all the way.
Well, no, I mean, that was just that was a phrase that we used to use for...
You never make a mistake in grammar.
No, Sandy, I don't really consider that a mistake. When you get flunked out a year of school, you'd say, I stood back.
No. You stayed back.
Of all the things I've said over the past 51 years, you're going to pick on me for that. Oh, Sandy.
I thought I'd get you on it anyway.
And now you want me to take you to the senior
prom.
Pretty
soon you're going to go back and talk about the gout.
I don't think so. Not if I can help if we want. I think we pretty well covered the gout.
Yes.
We'll talk about other diseases if you'd like.
Oh, no, please. Get on with those.
Okay,
don't
I won't do that.
Tell me about those. Well, I just...
I'll never do that again, I swear.
Please don't say you stood back. It hurts me.
I'll never do that again, I swear.
It's like running your finger across the blackboard.
You know that awful sound. Oh, I needed that, Sandy. I'll be good from now on. I promise you I'll be good.
Okay. All right. I just want you to know I'm a steady listener.
I appreciate
that. This is the very first time I called.
Well, I'm glad I made the mistake then, because otherwise you still wouldn't have called.
No, I think I might have if I'd gotten up enough ambition. But this time I had to wait, and I waited.
Well, I'm glad you got on, and I'm glad to have heard from
you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll never make that mistake again, although it was good to make that mistake. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have got to talk to her. Mary in Gloucester, hello.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm the authority on fish, so I thought I'd add
that's
the
right,
from topic of scrod there.
Yeah, if somebody from Gloucester is not an authority on fish, I don't know who would be.
Who is?
That's right.
Well, first of all, scrod was used to denote a small haddock, but with the demise of the haddock, it kind of applies to any small brand of fish, like a small codfish or a small pollock now. So when you see scrod on the menu, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get haddock.
Okay, so it could be, does it indicate kind of like a the fish of the day or something like that? The catch of the day?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we started out that way, and then I got so many comments from so many people going in various kind of directions.
I want everybody to take faith out there. There's so many people in Gloucester against the ban on fishing because it's kind of eliminating their livelihood.
I know it.
But I went out on the party boat the past couple of weeks, and they're catching a lot of small haddock, and I haven't seen haddock in about 5 or 6 years around here. They also had a couple of good-sized ones, like 8 or 9 pounds, but they had, you know, they were just undersized. Now they have a limit in the size like they do on freshwater fish, and the haddock and the codfish have to be at least 19 inches long before they can keep them. But they were catching a lot of small ones, so they are coming back.
Okay, so that's the good news then.
Yep.
Well, that's good. And this the ban on the fishing, like what, at George's Bank and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's kind of tough when you make your living fishing and to be told you can't fish here or whatever. And it's going to be a financial drain on a lot of the fishermen who... But would there be any other solution to that rather than overfishing to the point where we'd end up with nothing?
I think the ocean is so big that everybody thought it was just an inexhaustible area and that they could catch whatever they wanted to catch. And that used to be the way of fishing in the old days, was to, you know, how much fish you could bring in made you, like, you know, the top one of the fishing people there. But... just like everything else, you need to have conservation. You can't just use up and not replace or not restore.
Yeah, that's what I was driving at. So it's kind of interesting that you know, from Gloucester and certainly aware of the fishing industry and all that, still you're not opposed to this limitation of fishing, because you seem to be suggesting that in the future it'll help.
I think so. I don't think it'll ever come back to where it was, but I think down the line, now that they've taken these steps, that there will be some kind of fishing industry there. It might be not what there exists today, but there'll be some type of form of fishing that people can still go out commercially and catch fish.
Yeah. Do you like fish? Do you appreciate it yourself?
Yeah.
I am too. I've gotten to really, really like it a whole lot the past few years. I never cared for it when I was a kid. Then again, our tastes do change as we get older, I guess, or as we become adults. Anyway, I appreciate talking to you, you know, and I appreciate the definition of scrod. I take yours as the authentic one. I shall post it on the bulletin board here in the teen canteen.
Well, being a nurse, that comes right under my category.
Okay. Are you practicing nurse right now?
Yep. I'm at work right now. I listen to you every night here on the weekends. I love you. In fact, people hear me chuckling to myself as they go by, and she goes, oh, she's listening to Norm again.
I'm very flattered, Mary. Thanks a million.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's really nice. Okay, let's go to Joan in New York. Hey, Joan.
Hello.
Hi, Joan. How you doing?
It's Joan in Schenectady.
Joan. Oh, yeah. Well, I said New York. I meant New York State.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said Newport.
No.
I have a trivia question.
Okay.
You mentioned Brian Dennehy.
Yes.
You know, he has a daughter who's an actress.
I didn't know that.
Do you know what soap opera she was on?
No, I didn't even know he had a daughter, so... Another
daughter of a very famous person were on this certain soap opera together, but they were such good friends and fooled around so much and were late, and they both got fired at the same time.
Oh, really?
So you don't know.
I have no idea.
Soap opera.
No, do you know the answer then?
Yeah. It's one that's been on the very longest. It was on radio for years before it was on television, so it's the very longest-running soap opera, Guiding Light.
Oh, yeah, that was on radio for...
Yeah, what,
25 years or something? I think it's been on radio and television combined about 50 years.
Yeah, it had started out with Papa Bauer and Burt Bauer and so forth, but...
Now, his daughter, what is her name, do you know?
Her first name, no, I don't know her name. I've forgotten her name.
But the
other girl...
Does she use the name Dennehy? Is her last name?
I think she did.
Yeah.
But the other girl of the famous person was Robert Goulet's daughter from his first marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not the marriage to the singer actress, but his first marriage.
Okay.
And she was a very pretty redhead, and Dennehy's daughter was a pretty cute little blonde.
Well, now are they both acting now, or are they not?
I don't know if they're still acting. After they got fired, I never saw them on another show, but they could be. I don't know.
But they got fired because they knew each. They were kidding around a little bit.
Yeah, they were fooling around so much, and they were late, and so when they both got fired together.
Isn't that awful? Yeah. What a way to lose a job. Yeah.
Hey,
so, I appreciate the information. No, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so that was a trivia for you.
Okay.
That you didn't know.
I did know. I failed miserably.
There, goody.
I fell right on my face. You won the fight, Joan.
No. I won the fight?
Yeah, because I didn't know, and you knew. So I failed.
Do I win anything?
you win the... I don't know. You win the feeling that I become humbled by my lack of knowledge about this situation.
That's a victory. How do you get on your guessing of the ages?
Oh, just call. Call any night. Yeah, because I mentioned a few times before we actually play the game and stuff.
Anybody would like it, just
give a call, and then we call you back.
I see.
So that we're paying the phone bill, and you don't have to worry about that for that whole hour.
Oh, I woke up during the middle of it, so I didn't know.
Okay, we'll be doing it again next night, like next Friday night, Saturday. Just call toward the beginning of the program, and we'll work it out.
You do it two nights, then?
Yes.
Okay. Okey-doke.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joan.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's talk with, let me see. How about old Paul, who's in New York also? Hi, Paul.
Good morning to you, Norm.
How you doing?
Good. I really just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you.
I work on the radio every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, where do you work?
At WGY.
Oh, that's one of the big stations.
Yeah.
WGY in Schenectady. You're calling from... You're not far from where that woman just called.
No, actually, I drive from beautiful downtown Troy into Schenectady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not too many people are willing to admit that. So
it's been a long time. I've been to Troy and Albany, and I mentioned Waterfleet in that area also. But it's been quite some time since I've been out that way. Although I have a nephew who lives in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which isn't all that far from there.
Sure.
On that side of, you know, right near the New York border. Now, what kind of a show do you do?
A talk show on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Now, do you talk politics and stuff? Mostly probably a lot heavier than the silliness that we do here.
Well, I try to stay out of the politics as much as possible.
Now, what do you do in that case? What kind of stuff do you talk about?
Usually a stupid question.
Okay, so you sound like this program.
Yeah.
Really just kind of a silly program to make people chuckle a little bit.
Yeah, we try.
All
but,
right.
I got to tell you, Norm, I get the biggest hoot when you start talking about old Boston radio, especially the stories that come out of WMEX.
Oh, yeah, the worst station in the entire world.
I've heard some of those stories, and I just get a big laugh out of that. I don't know if you've ever been on any of the computer bulletin boards. Sometimes your name comes up.
Oh, really?
And one time somebody had posted a note about you, very complimentary, and then the legendary Charlie Van Dyke.
Oh yeah, sure.
Had mentioned your name and said how nice a guy you are.
Oh, he's isn't that nice? Because he's one of the nicest guys in the business. I worked with him just a little short time at WIRKO. He was program director there for a while. But here's a guy with a voice that's about nine levels below sea level or something. Beautiful, rich voice and a very nice man.
On one of the voices that you hear on probably almost every television station in the country.
Yeah.
He does a lot of announcing on TV stations.
Is he? Do you know if he's still in? Is it Arizona?
He's in. From what I can tell, he's in Scottsdale.
Okay. I'd like to pin it down and maybe give him a call one day because he was one of the nicest bosses I ever had. And you know how rare those can be in that field.
In this business, there's very few and far between.
I know it. I got to sign off in about the fact that I'm supposed to be signing up right this very second. I hope you'll call earlier one night. We can talk a little bit more, but it's been a pleasure talking with you,
very
Paul.
Very nice talking to you, too, Norm.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye. Take care. It is time to say goodbye on behalf of our entire crew, the lovely Hope Shower, the lovely Marilyn Gerelnik, myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Person. Tonight, we'll be back at 11. If you can join me for just a couple hours tonight, I appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye-bye, old sport, from WBZ Boston, 420.
Oh, I do hope you found that enjoyable. Please like, subscribe, and share, and help support the show by becoming a patron on Patreon. The link is in the description box. I'm going to try my best to get some peepers recorded for 2024, but I'm running out of time. They seem to be finding their dates quickly this year. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Classic gas pumps. Filling stations. Moon Beach Island, New Jersey. Rabid mice. Out of control electric shopping carts. Sunny the elephant. Credible witnesses. Skepticism. Preparation H. True Value. Foxwoods. Thrifty car rental. Exxon. Tweeter. Grundig radios. Shortwave. Massport. Star Market. John Deere. Beer and Whiskey Leagues. David Nemec, Richard Dubroff, Henry Morgan, Lowell Thomas, the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, Ovaltine, Sting back in 8th grade, Haddock, Cod, Scrod, George's Bank, Commercial Fishing, Gloucester, Being Humbled by a Lack of Knowledge, WGY Radio, WMEX, WRKO, WBNW, Charlie Van Dyke, Hope Shower, Paul Drake, Ken Newman, Jack Hart, and the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Person. I'm Tony Nesbitt.